Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
What's going on? It's Loud and Local, 99.9 KISW. Right now, I'm chatting with a band called Black Ends. Welcome to the studio.
Hello.
Thank you.
What's going on? So I talked with you, Nicole, during the pandemic. We did kind of like a Zoom pandemic.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so, you know... It was a product of its time, you know, you had to do the Zoom thing, you had to do the remote sessions and stuff, and it was cool for what it was. I enjoyed talking with you and getting into your band, but it's awesome to have you all up here because there's nothing that duplicates, like, the energy of actually meeting the people, conversations.
Yeah, so. Definitely. Feels good.
Hell yeah. So let's go around the room, introduce yourself, and tell us what you do in Black Ends.
Heck yeah.
I'm Ben, and I play bass.
I'm Nicole, I sing and play guitar.
I'm Billy. I play drums. I'm brand new to the band.
Awesome.
Yeah, let's welcome Billy.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit. How'd you come into the band? Did you audition?
Well,
how'd it come about?
I just saw them posting about it on Instagram, and, you know, they needed a drummer, and I kind of just decided that it was going to be me, so I, like, put the work in, and, like, I feel like nailed the audition.
Oh, you know. Oh, she more than nailed it. It was so fun. Freaking good.
That's awesome.
So good. She is incredible.
Billy, so had you seen Black Ends before?
Oh, yeah.
I was
a big fan for a while beforehand, but yeah, big honor to be a part of the group for sure.
That's awesome. Had you been in bands prior to this?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Been playing in Seattle for a while, and I'm originally from Boise, so
cool.
I was big in that music scene as well. For a while, but
right on. Why don't we shout out some of your other projects we might know you from?
Big shout out to Tylo.
Okay.
Her stuff is fantastic. Vilfred as well is my black metal band.
Oh, cool.
Got a bunch more stuff.
All kinds of stuff.
Board, yeah.
That's dope. Right on. Well, welcome to the station and welcome to Black Ends. Awesome. So I guess, Nicole, are you kind of like the originator of Black Ends? Is that right?
Yeah. I'd say so.
So give me the origin story and then how everything came about.
It
could be a condensed version or we got all night.
I don't know. I've been making music for a long time. I was just kind of in my room. I was in Alabama for a long time, maybe 7 years, just making music alone in my bedroom. And I just wanted to have a name for it. And I saw this book called Black on the end of my bookshelf. And I was like, oh, Black Ends. That would be a cool band name.
Yeah.
But I didn't have a band. And I didn't really want to start one in Alabama. And then Ben hit me up and was like, I want to start a band with you. I've been hearing the snippets you post on Instagram. And
That's
I like
dope.
Them. So then I was like, yeah. I'll move back up there.
So you're originally from Seattle?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So
yeah, from when I was younger.
Nice.
More like Federal Way, but.
Okay, yeah. I'm from Kent, so
oh, heck yeah.
Totally. Cool. Shout out to the SeaTac Mall. The Commons.
It's so
Sorry,
bad.
The Commons.
Is it still open?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I was more of a Super Mall, Auburn.
That place is really depressing.
The outlets.
No, I meant the Commons. It's really sad there.
Yeah.
I used to hang out there all the time.
It's
very sad.
It is a dying mall. But hey,
yeah.
I got love for a dying mall.
Oh, yeah.
They got the carpets, though. That's the only mall that has carpets.
That's true. Yeah. It's pretty dirty.
But, well, we immediately got into Federal Way, so
yeah.
I love it. So what brought, I guess, did you go to college in Alabama?
I went to college in Moscow, Idaho with Ben. That's how I met Ben.
Okay, awesome.
Sorry, I'm like taking, the story is really
it's all good.
The place. I met Ben in Idaho, and then I didn't like that school, so then I moved to Alabama where my family had moved from Washington. They moved to Alabama while I was in college.
Cool.
So I just moved back down there. And stay with my family for a while, just making music by myself, and
right on.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, so Black Ends is your first band.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, first band ever.
That's rad. Yeah. Well, y'all have had a pretty good amount of success. I saw you guys did a live on KEXP session.
Yeah, that was really fun.
You guys have been doing like a bunch of like killer shows. I saw you guys with King Youngblood playing a show for his record release show.
Mm-hmm.
And what's 2022 been like for y'all?
A lot more active. We went on tour. That was really fun for
awesome.
3 weeks. Yeah, that was good.
What was your favorite part of the tour? What place did you play that you maybe didn't expect it to be so great, but it was awesome?
Boulder was
so good.
Cool.
Oh, my God. Those kids freak out.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
So you say kids. Do you
guys... like it was like college kids. Like all of them were there. It was sick.
Do you guys like to
everybody
to play
from Boulder.
All ages, or do you guys like play bars specifically, or both?
Do we like to play?
Yeah, which would you prefer, I guess, as a
probably
band?
All ages.
All ages, okay.
Yeah, they dance a lot more, they mosh a lot more, they're really fun.
Actually there for the music as opposed to just random band happen to be playing while we're drinking.
Those are fun too, you know?
That's true.
Like sometimes it's some random people are like, oh wow, I wasn't expecting that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty dope. Yeah.
So 3 weeks out on the road.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Have you toured too as well?
Not
with Black Ends, obviously, but have you toured before?
No. I've never been on tour before.
Cool.
Yeah, just local shows.
There you go. Well.
And now we're planning for next year, so that's going to be a cool first tour for Billy.
It's absolutely.
It's like a European tour. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. So are you guys going to go out on your own, or are you going to go out with another band, or just doing it?
Yeah, just by ourselves, like with a few other people. But
that's sick.
Yeah, it'll be really good.
That's cool.
I'm,
so
I'm really excited.
Wow. So 3 weeks out in the U.S., where all did you go? Did you go, obviously you played Colorado.
It was mostly like through the West Coast. I think the furthest we went was, what was the furthest we went?
Was it Laramie? Was that the furthest?
No.
I don't know.
I think it was New Mexico.
Oh.
Wait, is that further?
Furthest east?
Yeah, furthest like down.
Oh, furthest south? Yeah, probably New Mexico, I guess.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't even know. We kind of did like a loop.
Yep. Went east, went south, then went west, went back up.
Who did most of the driving? Was there someone, or did you trade off?
It was actually our friend Eric.
Okay, nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Shout out to Eric.
Yeah, thanks, Eric.
So all bands tend to have like a band mom or a band dad that has to be kind of the one that like, you know, are you the band mom or the band dad? Who's the band mom or band dad?
It used to be our other drummer, but that's not a thing anymore. So I guess it's
not the kids are in control.
All of us are the parents.
It's okay. I'll be your mommy.
There you go. That's amazing. I'm going to clip that soundbite and use that as the intro. It's okay. I'll be your mommy. That's amazing. That's awesome. Right on. Well, you know, let's just jump right into a song because we want to, you know, kind of display what your band's all about. So, again, the band is called Black Ends, and I should have led with this. You're going to be playing December 20th at the Cherry Pit in the Central District. Brand new venue. Shout out to
brand
my friend.
Drummer.
Brand new drummer. Mm-hmm. Brand new venue.
Mm-hmm.
First show with the new drummer.
Yeah.
There we go. And shout out to Anjali, who it's her new venue. What's the bar that's right next to it?
Twilight
Exit. Yeah, that's right.
Twilight Exit.
Right over there with Rhododendron and Customer in the Central District. Again, that's December 20th. You can hear this live, and we're going to go into it. Stay Evil. This is the title track from the album Stay Evil.
Mm-hmm.
What do we want to say to introduce it? You got anything for
this
it?
This is the best song of all time.
Okay, let's go. Let's fucking go. It's Black Ends here on Loud and Local.
Make sure he's only asleep in your dreams. You get evil, you stay evil, stay evil, stay evil.
Stay Evil by Black Ends here on Loud and Local 99.9 KISW. So,
have was I right?
What was that?
Was I right?
You're the best song ever. Yeah. Move over, you know, Paul McCartney.
Who's that?
Exactly. The hard-hitting journalism of the night, the hard-hitting questions. What influences are from the Northwest? Who are your favorite Northwest bands of all time? And it could be bands that are playing now, you know, bands that are on the local level, bands that, you know, have influenced you growing up, or, you know, it's all good.
I refuse to answer.
Well, personally, my answer is this band, Great Grandpa, who was...
Nice. Great Grandpa?
Yeah, very active, like, a couple years ago in Seattle. But,
cool.
Yeah.
You're like, schooling me. You're naming all these bands that I don't even know. You need to host a radio show. Come on.
Yeah, I caught him with, like, on tour with Sorority Noise and Citizen, like, way back in the day.
Awesome.
And, like, ever since then, they've just been, like, my favorite band, so...
Cool.
Sick.
That's awesome.
I like Wipers. I like Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
Yeah.
Nirvana's fine. I really like Elliot Smith. I don't know if he counts as a
from
band.
Portland,
but
yeah.
He was from Portland.
Oh, yeah. And...
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's Northwest.
It is. Exactly.
Elliot is sick. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's all I can think of right now. But UMO is really cool. Please, can we open that show for you if you're listening? Thanks. How about you, Ben?
Come on, Ben.
I can't think of anything right now.
None.
Yeah.
Nobody.
I'm just drawing a blank.
No Northwest bands you've ever liked?
Probably not.
Wow.
Power Bleeder is cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess I was thinking of other types of bands. But yeah, Power Bleeder is amazing.
There you go.
What other types of bands are you thinking about?
Black Ends? Are they pretty good?
No.
Oh, that band is really bad. Please
but how did they? How did the really bad band write the best song of all time?
I don't know. It's them.
Wizards, yo. Wizards.
Yeah, Ben, you can't think of anybody?
I don't know. I'm just drawing a blank.
All right, Ben, let's start with this.
We're going to come back to Ben.
Let's start with this then. This is a question I like to ask sometimes just to open things up a little bit, okay, Ben? So pick a scar on your body. What's the story of how you got the scar, Ben?
Oh.
I have a scar right in the middle of my palm.
Okay.
As Jesus.
Wow.
Did. And it was because I was holding a pencil and I was jumping up in the air and it jabbed into the ceiling.
That's exactly what Jesus did. Is that the story of Jesus?
Yes.
Holy crap.
I believe so. Wow. That's
Jesus.
Brutal. How old were you?
I don't know. I was definitely younger.
Okay.
That sucks.
I don't know. How about you, Nicole? Scar. Pick a scar.
I just broke my leg.
Yes.
I just
that's
got
right.
surgery. It's on my left leg.
What happened?
I was at a winery with my boyfriend and then jumped down some stairs running from a bee. And then I crushed my tibia.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That bee.
Yeah. I really wish the bee would have stung me instead, though, because this whole thing is pretty bad. I can't walk right now. So it sucks. Walking now, but kind of.
You going to be able to... You going to sit down for the show?
Maybe both.
Do a little Dave Grohl Foo Fighters broken leg on stage?
Yeah, exactly. But maybe I'll stand a little bit too.
Okay.
I've been playing shows just in a wheelchair basically for like 2 months, so I kind of want to stand this time.
Okay.
I played a show last night with my other band and I stood for like 2 songs. It was pretty sick.
Billy, how about you? Scar.
Oh, I have like a little scar in my right eyebrow.
Okay.
I got when I was like a toddler from running into a really sharp corner.
Oh my God.
It would have been way worse, but I was wearing, like, a pair of Spider-Man sunglasses.
Okay, nice.
Like, totally saved my ass.
Cool from birth. Wow.
I had a very similar story to that when I was a kid. I ran into a bush and, like, scarred my eyebrow. It's awesome.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
A Harry Potter-like existence. That's awesome. So, besides from the European tour, what else are y'all looking forward to in this new year? It's kind of crazy to say it's 2023 coming up already.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know. Hopefully the Tesla robots don't make it coming. I don't know. We should learn how to kill them. So
yes.
Anyway, so we're trying to write some music. That's about it.
Nice.
Yeah. Play less shows, write more music.
Cool. Is that
kill Tesla robots.
You kind of have to like you probably get a bunch of offers like, hey, come play this show or play this. You, at a certain point, you just have to like shut them down and be like, no, we're writing a record.
Yeah, exactly.
We have to hard no. We got to write
for
a record.
For 2 years, we just kept saying yes. I'm over it. So, no, we don't want to play your show.
Unless you're Unknown Mortal Orchestra, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. UMO, hit me up.
Okay, cool. Nice.
Ruben.
This one is called Monday Morning. It's also from the album Stay Evil.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. So anything you want to say about this one? Is this the second best song of all time?
Oh, this is also the best song.
Also.
It's the same kind of, it's like the same level of best.
All right, let's go. It's Monday Morning, Black Ends here on Loud and Local. Black Ends, a Seattle band. Well, actually, you know what? I shouldn't assume here. You're from Federal Way. Are you a Seattle band? Do you guys, you know, rep Seattle? Are you guys a Tacoma band?
Well, Seattle's a great spot. We don't want to be a local band, though. We're just, okay. We're,
you're just a band. But you're from Seattle.
From Seattle.
Yes.
But yeah, that's about it.
Cool.
I love Seattle, though.
Yeah.
Don't make a mistake on that. I do love this place.
Right on. Again, December 20th at the Cherry Pit is the next show. They're going to be playing with Rhododendron and Customer at the Central District. Christmas is coming up. What's the coolest Christmas present you ever got?
Oh, wow.
Dang. I remember one year I got a pair of those, like, toe shoes, like those Vibram, like, five-finger toe shoes.
Oh, yeah?
I was, like,
yeah?
So psyched. That's on those. Sick. Wore them, like, every day for a year. It was, it's kind of bad, honestly, but...
Would you rock those now?
Oh, absolutely. I wish I had another pair.
There you go. That's Secret awesome. Santa. It's coming for you. Nicole, what about you?
My mom got me, like, this guitar, this Dean Palomino guitar or something. It's really pretty. It was, like, just a really pretty guitar. I still have it. I don't play it much, but it was, like, a hollow body.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, that was a great present.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, and how about you?
I think this is maybe a birthday present, but I want to say it was Christmas.
Let's just say it's Christmas.
Anyway, yeah, but it was not a Gibson. It was an Epiphone Explorer guitar.
Cool. Oh.
And it was when I was way more into heavier music.
Sure.
And yeah.
Do you still have it?
No, I don't. I actually kind of regret asking for it because I hated playing it. But it looks
cool, and you got to play some heavy riffs on it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, did some chugs.
Some chugs, nice. Yeah, some dun 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 dun.
Exactly.
Right on. All right, so we got the question that I know y'all are prepared for. What's the first album you ever purchased via CD, tape, record, you know, iTunes gift card, whatever it was? First album you ever purchased with your own money, even if it's embarrassing. And, you know, let's start with you.
All right. I don't know. Mine's definitely embarrassing for me, but I'm pretty sure it was AC/DC Back in Black.
That's a great hard rock album.
It's all right. I don't feel the same way
sure.
that I did.
Were you playing that on the Explorer when you got it?
Probably.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I could probably play that on Rock Band. But
oh,
you know,
yeah. I love Rock Band.
And Nicole, how about you?
Millennium by Backstreet Boys, definitely.
Oh, nice.
I'm not embarrassed.
No. Why would you be? It was like went like 5 times platinum.
Oh, wow.
Someone had to buy it.
Jeez.
Yeah. Wow. Well, actually, I have no idea. I'm not.
yeah, I mean, it's a
maybe like one or twice platinum, but I just totally overdid it over there. So, and Billy, how about you?
I think it was either like Appetite for Destruction by Guns N' Roses,
okay.
or like the self-titled Britney Spears album.
Nice. Yeah. So Britney Spears, Guns N' Roses, Backstreet Boys, yeah. and AC/DC mix those in. We got Black Ends.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah,
some of the influences.
Yep.
Nice. That's awesome. Cool. And a little bit of the Wipers, like you mentioned.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
What is gunk pop? Gunk pop, right? That's what
you're... Yeah.
So tell me what's gunk
it
pop.
It's...
I don't know.
Poppy songwriting. Gunky... tones.
Yeah, a little bit of dirt mixed in there.
Yeah, know? I like it.
What did Ash say? Like bubble gum on the bottom of your shoe type beat.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Nice gunk pop. That I've just seen that a couple times in researching your band. So I just wanted to know what's the definition.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's what it is.
Yeah, right on. Well, again, December 20th at the Cherry Pit with Rhododendron and Customer, the Central District. We've heard a couple songs from y'all. If people like what they hear, but you know they can't make it out to this show, what's the best way to support y'all?
I'd say Bandcamp probably. Just buy our stuff on there, and the money goes directly to us and stuff. You can listen to us on Spotify or like any other streaming platform that you have, but Bandcamp is the best, probably.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, thanks for coming up to the studio, and you actually have to go back to work, right?
Yeah, I'm going back to Yala. Come get a rap.
There you go. So let's go into the song Low. Who wants to introduce this?
Ben hasn't talked as much.
Ben, come on.
I have nothing to say.
You have nothing to say?
This is on par with the other two songs.
Ooh, so the best song of all time.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. It's Black Ends here on Loud & Local.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.